@Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
@ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Yeah. Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks. I'm Nick Greggeth. He's Bill Hooks. Willie J in the house. Hey, Willie J.
Yo.
You're a big tennis guy. What was your reaction to Serena getting shocked by Wang down under last night?
Serena Williams?
Yeah.
She got shocked, beat?
Shocked by Wang.
She did.
Down under.
Wow. I did not hear about it. Must have been apparently a late match.
It took, by the way, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, the last time Serena beat Wang at her home court, it only took 45 minutes to get that job done. But this time it was 2 hours, 45 minutes, and that no one saw that coming. That's crazy.
That is some big tennis news.
That is. I know you like tennis, and we don't ever bring up tennis on the show. So I just thought.
No, a lot is actually happening in Australia.
Especially when it's
down
under.
Federer actually came back. He was down like 8-4 in the fifth set, and he came back and won today.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot happens when you go down under.
Yeah.
Man, Hooks, I was at least being coy. You're like. Just here come bull in a china shop.
It's Friday, baby.
God Lord, Hooksy. Jiminy Christmas. God, bull in a china shop. Yeah. A lot happens when you go down under.
Hey, I got some here for you. There was a I was reading an article. SB Nation put out a thing. I'm going to ask you these because you're the NFL guru here. 5 Super Bowl records that the Chiefs and 49ers could break.
Oh, man.
Okay, 5 of them.
All right, let's do the longest drought between Super Bowl victories. That should
be
in
there. We're getting there, relax.
Is that in there? Yeah, damn right.
It is.
50 years, buddy.
So, with the performances that have happened out there lately, one is the most rush yards in a Super Bowl by a single player.
Oh, okay.
They're going off Monsters.
Mostert's big game last week.
Yes.
By the way, rushing yards in the Super Bowl is like, it's probably like 152.
No. Washington running back. Remember Timmy Smith from the Redskins? He went for 204.
Okay. I didn't realize there was a 200-yard rusher. Here, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. We got Nick calling in. Let's see what he... Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jerry told me yesterday, I was being too positive yesterday about the Manning family.
Oh, really? So are you calling in to redact that and not be as positive about him?
I just have a couple things to say. I take back every word I say about that waste of space Eli Manning. He's like a Chick-fil-A manager, never shows up on a Sunday. And don't get me started about Peyton Manning. He's lucky he ever won a Super Bowl. With that noodle of an arm, he had to have Brock Lobster come in the last 7 games and take him to the playoffs.
This is great.
Cooper, you're just living in the shadow of your brothers collecting paychecks off their fame. And Archie, you better get your gray plot planned out pretty quickly because Drew Brees is going to bury you and you'll be nothing to New Orleans, you washed up old man.
Man, this is good. Fire. So now Jerry will be nice to you, hopefully. That was good. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. That's refreshing.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Refreshing.
He changed my mind. Not a Hall of Famer.
You old man.
That was good. I like Nick, man.
Oh, boy.
I believe Nick and I had words a couple years ago about something when you first got on the show. And now I've grown to really like Nick.
Yes. Yes,
if that's the same guy I'm thinking.
Yes.
I really like him, and I appreciate him calling in. That was good.
That's awesome.
So you think rushing yards ain't happening? Not happening.
All right,
no chance. There is no chance. There's no chance.
Okay, I'm just
like the leading rusher in this game. I bet you runs for like 74 yards.
Okay. Just, these are just the
arguments. Is that how you see it playing out?
I do too. I don't see a lot of that.
I don't see
a ton
of
that. I think that's off base. I don't see him going, I mean, it's
I'm just saying.
Not happening. Rushing and receiving touchdowns by a single player in the Super Bowl will be broken. By one single player. Rushing, combined touchdowns.
Combined touchdowns.
It's by the way, there are six people are tied for this record.
So it must be three?
It is. It's currently James White, Terrell Davis, Ricky Waters, Roger Craig.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Jerry Rice. Should be.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Jerry Rice, I'll hold it. The number is three. And what they're saying is there's a couple of guys out there.
I mean, they're talking about Kelce and Mostert. Those would be the only two I could think of that has a shot.
They got Tyreek Hill in there. Kelce caught three touchdowns in the division round. Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill caught two in the AFC Championship.
Well, the key is going to be, but you said rushing and receiving, right?
Combined.
Like I told you yesterday, if I'm putting down a Super Bowl MVP and I wanted to have a, like this is my, I want to win money bet here. Like I'm swinging for the fences, right?
Yep.
I'm rearing back and I'm dialing this thing up for a home run or I'm striking out. It, no in between. Then to me, Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman are your two guys, and you're rooting for like a 24-21 type game, punt return plus a long touchdown or two, whatever, and there you go.
Yeah, I think that's a doable. I think that's a, one of those guys it could happen to, and they do have Mostert in there.
Kelce
too.
Could go. Kelce could get three. Four is a hard number though for anybody who's not a running back.
Mm-hmm.
I could. Mostert just had. Didn't he just have four? Touchdowns
he said
last
four
week?
Touchdowns.
But like. That's hard for anybody in a skill position, not a running back, to get.
Most receptions by a single player in a Super Bowl.
Oh, they're the Debo Samuel and Kittle and Kelce all have. And actually, now that I think
you
about it, Hill
is?
Has the chance. I would say like most receiving receptions.
Most receptions, yes.
I'm going to say 11.
It's 14.
Jiminy Christmas.
James White.
Oh, James White. I was going to say James Jerry White. Rice.
In the past two seasons, by the way, this is the narrative. In the past two seasons, Kelce has posted double-digit receptions in four career games, including the divisional round winning against the Texans. San Francisco tight end George Kittle just had 13 receptions in Week 15 against the Falcons.
Kittle's neither, the guy that I think could get that.
While neither player has ever hit 14 in a game. There's your two guys. You're talking Kelce and Kittle.
I'm going to give you one more here real quick. Because if you, depending, if the game plays out the way I think it is, I think it's a big Tyreek Hill game, personally. Yep.
They're saying in that thing where Kelce might be there because of the pass-happy attack of the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Kittle might be there based on he's the guy who can help move the chains as they have a run-heavy approach.
Here, I'm going to give you, real quick, go back to the Tennessee game for Tyreek Hill. He had 19 targets, 11 catches in that game. And it was a situation in the first time when Kansas City played Tennessee. Tennessee basically let Hill go man-to-man the entire game, and then they doubled down on Kelce. Kelce only had 7 catches in that game. So Tyreek Hill's capable of getting that volume of targets, but he's been lately more of like a 7 or 8 target guy. So I don't know that that'll happen.
This is two more left. Most points. So this is most points all time by a franchise in Super Bowl history.
So the Niners would be the one.
Yeah,
that would
so
be up
currently
for
right now, the Patriots have played in 11 Super Bowls. They have 246 points.
How many Patriots have been in 11
Super Bowls?
God, that's gross.
246 points.
Jeez.
So here's the question is, they can take back the record. They are 27 points behind the Patriots.
Not happening.
They're averaging 32.3 on the season. Will they take over first place all the time?
No, they're going to score 21 points.
Okay.
21-24. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's and I know how you're going to answer this one, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Longest stretch between Super Bowl wins. First of all, do you know the record between Super Bowl wins?
Longest it's stretch between wins.
Wins. Right now, not counting because your Chiefs
are
in it.
Yeah, because the Chiefs are in it. They haven't won it. Let me think through this.
It's a long, long time ago.
My guess is Green Bay Packers.
No.
Ooh.
The Baltimore / Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, that shouldn't count.
They went 36 years between stretches. But the Chiefs have a chance.
When Favre won his Super Bowl, what Super Bowl was that? Because the Packers won Super Bowls, what, one and, was it one and two? One and three, something like that? One and two. So the Packers won early, and then I didn't think they had one.
The Colts won in like Super Bowl, like in the
Yeah, like
they won
four.
In 1970.
Yeah, okay? So it'd be Super Bowl five.
Five, and then they didn't win again until Peyton Manning in the 2006 season.
Wow. Okay, so that makes sense. All right. Okay. That
sounds so there great. You go. There's the five little nuggets.
Those are fun. Let's take a really quick break, and when we come back in, we got movie time with Matt Quintero. Back after this.
The Gregeth and Hook Show on ESPN. More coming up.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Monster Jam comes to Pinnacle Bank Arena April 17th and 18th.